This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 26. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Show on Twitter. Give us a follow on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And I know Charlie has some good words for the people over at Insperity.
Well, Insperity is a unique company, and it was started in 1986 by some gentlemen that really had a great idea on how to help small businesses. And they have proven in a very short time they've grown to over $4 billion in sales. They've increased their employees to almost 4,000 people all over the United States, and it's a great company to work for. And their employees will tell you that. And so if you want to do business with a good company, you check their history out. And this history is really revealing on how talented they are. So with Insperity lightening your HR load, and it's an HR company but has other ingredients that will help you too, you can focus on growing your business surrounding by employees who are empowered to do their best. And that's you got to keep your employees happy. You got to keep them motivated, and an HR company can do that. And Insperity is just, there's nothing impossible. They'll help you out of any problems you have, and they'll give you great ideas for the future. So log on to Insperity.com. Get their experienced consultants to come in and guide you and answer all your questions. So I'm so proud to have Insperity as our sponsor, and you'll be proud to have them as your partner in making a difference, HR.
And we head over to the Progressive guest line to welcome in Travis Vick, who is a standout junior at the University of Texas, a Houston native, and made it all the way to the semifinals of the U.S. Amateur a couple weeks ago. Travis, great to have you on the show. How is everything going as you get ready for your junior season at the University of Texas?
Thank you, Will. Thanks for having me on. Everything's going great. We're actually here at Escondido doing a little team qualifying right now.
Team qualifying, University of Texas. I'm Charlie Epps, Travis, and I've really enjoyed watching your career blossom. You as an athlete over at Second Baptist, you've played all the different sports, and you've chosen golf to go to the great University of Texas. But in doing that, would you recommend that to your friends, or was that too much of an athletic load?
Hey, Charlie, that's a great question. I think I personally would recommend. I think it's important for kids to be kids around that age. And not specialize extremely early. I think they need to enjoy playing the other sports with their friends. And I think it develops them into an athlete. So when you become an athlete first and then you specialize, I feel like that's a way better way to go about it than, you know, just strictly doing golf, because golf can be a beat down, and it'd be way more enjoyable to play other sports and be a kid during that age.
And you played, it was golf, football, and baseball all up until your senior year of high school, correct?
That's right, yep. I played basketball as well through eighth grade, but then I played football and baseball throughout my junior year, and then I committed to Texas in the summer in my junior year and quit my senior year just because I felt like, you know, it wouldn't be fair to Coach Fields if I were to get hurt in football and not be able to play, so So that's what we did.
At what point in high school did you kind of fully commit that golf was going to be the sport you would elect to play in college? Was there ever any thought in those 4 years? Obviously, you know, pre-high school, you have dreams, you have aspiring dreams of playing everything. You know, that's what being a kid's about, dreaming big. But at any point during those 4 years, did you think about playing anything else?
No, I would say it was way before that, before I knew that golf was kind of the sport I was going to go with. Thankfully, I had a really good baseball coaching staff of Lance Berkman and Andy Pettit, who are both, you know, potential Hall of Famers. So that kind of kept the motivation going to keep playing baseball. And in regards to football, you know, that's just a big thing in Texas is, you know, football Friday nights. It's hard to beat that. So that's why I kept playing football. But I knew all along that golf was kind of what I needed to do.
You know, Travis, we know going to a major college golf program like University of Texas is something special, but it also brings, you know, your studies are so important, and you have to maintain a grade level. You have to have time to study. How are you being able to do that? Or some advice for the parents and the kids that are listening to our show? You know, golf is important, but you also have a college education to complete.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so you got to time manage very well. You got to understand what's going on. You got to make some sacrifices. I recommend getting with your academic advisor and really writing out, you know, when the assignments are due. You know, I volunteered for study hall. That's only mandated for freshmen, but it's something that just makes sure that I get at least 2 hours a day focused on academics. So it's, you know, if you enjoy it, that's great. If you don't, then you just got to make time for it. You got to time manage well. That's the key.
Well, that's a great answer. I'll make sure my grandson hears that.
And I'm sure it played such a pivotal role, kind of the back half of y'all season last year. I know there was just with the pandemic and everything. I know in specific the spring season of last year was incredibly congested. You know, was that kind of time management? Did that play a big role in kind of getting through that?
It did. Yeah, time management was critical during that time. And thankfully, Texas has a lot of great people that kind of help us with that, so we don't just have to do it by ourselves. But yeah, you know, COVID definitely messed everything up when it came to that.
You know, not too many college teams qualifies their whole squad for the U.S. Amateur. I mean, you had everybody there as a team. And so you do that on a daily basis. You're playing with the best amateurs, you know, and that just kind of, you know, helps you and shows you the way to get to improve, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, we almost have four guys on our team inside the top 50 of Wagger. So, you know, that's pretty impressive there. Just in itself. So, I mean, the competition is just off the charts. So, you know, if you're not bringing your game during qualifying, you know, you're definitely going to be sitting the bench. So you gotta at least break par every time. And these courses we play are not, you know, easy courses either. So they're pretty tough, but, I like it a lot. It motivates me. It's great to learn little things that they do well, and they can learn things from me that I do well. So we've got a great team camaraderie, and I think that's why we've been extremely successful is because everybody's pushing one another.
So, Travis, talking about the U.S. Amateur 2 weeks ago at Oakmont, you made it all the way to the semifinals, and I first want to ask you, you know, was 120 holes in one event the most you've ever played, and at what point, if any, does the adrenaline kind of just take over for the legs? Because I know it was more crammed than usual with the weather situation at Oakmont.
Yes. It's a lot of golf. I mean, you also play two practice rounds where you're out there, you know, grinding and trying to figure out the course. You know, I would say in the quarterfinal match against Brian Stark is when I was like, man, this is almost a marathon that it is golf. And then I almost feel bad for the people in the finals because they're going through, you know, what everybody else is going through, and then they play 36 on the final day. So, you know, it was more of a marathon than it was, you know, golf. But it was a really cool experience. It'll be something I'll never forget.
Well, how can you feel sorry for a guy that's going to – now he gets to play in the Masters, he gets to play in the British and the U.S. Open. It's quite a prize at the end of the rainbow there, playing in the amateur and playing all those holes. And you get to, you know, the Masters, you know, ticket is really important. So I'm sure that's in your back of the mind for next year. You're going to return to the U.S. Amateur, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll be returning. But definitely seeing a little bit, though, you know, when you have those tournaments that you dream of when you're a little kid to play in. So the fire will be fueled, and it'll definitely motivate me to get back out there and work even harder.
Yeah, and you know, you didn't have one match that went under a 16 hole, so quite a grind there. Travis, stay on the line. We'll be right back with you after this break. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors, want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch, the Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 840 here on Sports Map Radio Network. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour at Charlie Epps Golf on Twitter. Go give us a follow. Presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. And we stay right here on the Progressive Guest Line with Travis Vick, who has had an incredible first 2 years of golf at the University of Texas. Travis, you're very familiar with the elite fraternity of golfers that have come out of Texas. Ben Crenshaw, Justin Leonard, Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, the list goes on, but I know one thing is for a fact. There has never been a United States amateur where four guys from one university that all room together qualify for the event. You, Parker Cootie, Pearson Cootie, Cole Hammer, and Mason Gnome. That y'all room together in Austin, is that correct?
Yes. I actually room in a one-bedroom apartment, but six of them room all together.
Incredible. Now, how special was that, you know, all together? You know, was there a certain level of camaraderie, or did, you know, were y'all kind of zoned in, focused on your own games?
The team camaraderie is really good. I would say everybody's pulling for one another. Everybody's trying to help each other out. If we say, hey, do you mind getting a swing video here on the range? They're the first ones to do it. If you say, hey, you know, watch this putting stroke, they're the first ones there. You know, when I was making my run at the USAM, they were all texting and supporting. So it's really nice to have that kind of team dynamic on the team.
You know, you guys are really blessed in having John Fields as your coach, but also John Paul Hebert. He's a special friend of mine, and he grew up in a golfing family. And what kind of advice does he throw at you, Travis?
Well, I would say JP and Coach Fields kind of have two different personalities. You know, JP is a little bit more laid back. He's more of kind of trying to keep you relaxed out there. The advice he has for me is more just kind of the basic stuff. It would be, you know, good speed on your putting. You know, he would recommend hitting free wood on holes where I would like to hit drivers. You know, just some course strategy, little tips here and there.
And, you know, it gets even more rare than just the four of y'all, or, well, five actually, you know, playing in the same U.S. Amateur, but you ended up drawing Parker Coody in the round of 32. I'm sure you guys play matches more than a couple times a week. Did this matchup feel any different considering you were playing at the biggest amateur event in the world?
That's a great question. I would, yeah. Short answer would be yes. I would say it definitely felt different. You know, the USAM is kind of the biggest amateur event that we're all prepping for throughout the summer. So it was a lot more pressure packed than it would be if we're, you know, playing at UT Golf Club. But I would say that yeah, there was a lot more pressure, but it was a lot of fun as well. So it was a good time.
Did you give Cole Hammer a little hard time that he didn't make the match play?
No, I did not. You know, that's golf. I'm sure you know better than anybody that's just kind of how the way it works sometimes. But you know, the week before that, I missed the cut at the Western Am, and I also missed the cut at the Northeast Am. So. But then I played well at Benihana. So, you know, I didn't have any room to kind of give him a hard time about it just because I missed the cut, you know, the previous week. So, yeah, that's why I didn't.
Travis, last question here. What are your thoughts on Texas' move to the SEC here in a couple years? You know, we have college football fast approaching this weekend. Is this something that the golf program is looking forward to?
I think we are. I think we're looking to play, you know, the best competition out there. I think the Big 12 would probably be the best golf-wise. But Chris Del Conte spoke to us the other day, and he said the reason we're moving to the SEC is because we want to play the best teams. And Texas won the Director's Cup, which, you know, basically means that the athletic program, we're better than everybody else. And anyway, that's kind of driving their motivation to really get into the SEC. So I think it'll be interesting when it all plays out and, you know, a couple of years from now, and, you know, just kind of see how our schedule changes, and it'll be interesting to see.
Well, we want to, you know, continue success with all what you do in college, and you're a great representative for the kids to look up to. Your career has been very, very well documented, and I'm sure on Saturdays when you go to those University of Texas football games that you'd like to be running on the field with a helmet on, huh?
You know, I wouldn't lie to you. There's been some times where I'd like to get out there. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, you take care. Tell the coaches, you know, we say hello. We're behind you 100%. And next year, they bring home the NCAA championship and then the U.S. Amateur.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Will.
All right, Travis. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you all later.
Bye-bye.